This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that killed all 176 people aboard. We get more from Reuters correspondent Adam Reed.
Rouhani said Iran would punish all those responsible for what it has called the accidental shooting down of the jet, adding the tragic event would be investigated properly. Rouhani went on to give his assurance that something like this would not happen again and that his government were accountable to Iranian and other nations who lost lives in the plane crash. Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Meanwhile, France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. Lucy Fielder of Reuters has more.
France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism on Tuesday that amounts to accusing Iran of violating the deal's terms and could lead to snapback, a return to the UN sanctions that were lifted in 2015 when the agreement was signed. It's the strongest step the three have taken to enforce it. They said they wanted to prevent a nuclear proliferation crisis, adding to the escalating standoff between Tehran and Washington, which peaked with the killing of Iran's top military commander, Qasem Soleimani, on January 3rd.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Lebanese protesters marched on the streets of Beirut Tuesday toward the residence of the designated Prime Minister Hassan Diab. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakili.
Following a brief lull, Lebanese protesters returned to the streets, blocking several roads around the capital Beirut and other areas of the country in renewed rallies against a ruling elite they say has failed to address the economy's downward spiral. Protesters burned tires and blocked three main highways leading to the capital from the south, east and north, bringing traffic to a standstill. School and university students took part in some of the protests and hundreds marched down main highways, raising Lebanese flags and blasting rallying songs through loudspeakers. Lebanon is facing its worst economic crisis in decades. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the Senate will formally begin the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump early next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote Wednesday to send official impeachment charges to the Senate.
While meeting privately with House Democrats, sources say Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested voting tomorrow, a month after the House impeached the president on two charges. That will tee up a historic Senate trial, just the third on impeaching a president. And GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says his chamber will right the Democrats' wrong.
With seriousness and sobriety.
McConnell is not yet agreeing to Democrats' demands that the trial have new witnesses. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says all past impeachment trials did.
The American people know that a trial without witnesses and documents is not a real trial. It's a sham trial.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Polls are suggesting that the Democratic presidential nomination is up for grabs as the candidates prepare to debate in a few hours. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Tonight's the last time the leading Democratic presidential contenders will face a national audience on the debate stage before primary voting begins. And there are new signs of tension among all the top-tier candidates, particularly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. He denies telling her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump.
That is Rita Foley of AP reporting. Extreme weather in parts of Pakistan over the past 3 days has caused at least 83 deaths, while dozens of other people are injured and some are still missing. Senior officials in Pakistani Kashmir said at least 62 people have died there, 39 of them in two avalanches. In Balochistan province, at least 20 people have died due to heavy rains, while one person was killed in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.